Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
And we are so glad to have you with us live from New York tonight, the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. In fact, we are with you live every Saturday night, and you may, if you're watching on Biz Television, take special note that I am not dressed in my normal attire tonight. That's because tonight I'm Jason Whitney-ing all of you to death. The Cowboys are going to go to Green Bay tomorrow. They are going to be humble. They are going to play hard. And it will be the best playoff football game of 2015. And I'm praying that Dallas Cowboys come away victorious in Lambeau Field tomorrow. But anyway, yes, I am channeling Jason Witten in all things Cowboys tonight on Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. Hey, Steven's in Jordan, the Middle Eastern country, and he actually is going to see vast numbers of refugees from the Syrian and Iraqi enclave where Christians and others are being forced to leave their homes because of terrorism. And he's not going to be able to join us tonight. So tonight we've got the special hookup. If you've got access to television, you're going to want to do it tonight because you don't have to look at Stevens and my ugly mug exclusively tonight. No, we brought in the Rose to cast all kinds of light in different directions away from the thorns. Dr. Gina Loudon, welcome back to Baldwin McCullough. It is so glad to have you.
Hey, good to be with you. What a special treat for me this Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have anything else going on from 6 to 8 in the evening, California time, did you?
Oh, heck no. You know, California kind of shuts down between 6 and 8 on Saturday nights. It's just very low-key.
Okay. If you say that, I guess I'll agree with you. But anyway, Dr. Gina, you're a talented talk show host. You're a writer. You are frequently on Fox News. I see you in different places, but you're also a clinical what? Your PhD is in what?
Yes, piled higher and deeper in psychology. But you know, this is before your whole audience judges me, Kevin. We need to explain to them that I don't buy into the psychobabble. Like I'm here.
Well, that's what we were going to explore because I thought it would give you.
I just told them I'll turn off the radios collectively because you said that.
So. No, not this audience. This audience. But I think it's helpful to actually know that we have access now in the Baldwin McCullough universe to an actual psychologist. Because maybe you could give Stephen and I some psychoanalysis. I'm pretty sure we could use some.
No comment. I was told by your producer I wasn't supposed to talk about that, Kevin, and now you're making me all nervous.
Okay, well, we won't talk any further about that. Anyway, but in addition to all the other great fine things that you are, you're also a very proud conservative. You're the wife of a man who served in his state legislature. Tell us a little bit about your connection to politics.
Yeah, my husband served for 14 years in the Missouri legislature. And so I have such a weird, warped, true, horrible knowing of how politics really works, like that dirty little underbelly of politics.
You've seen the sausage being made, is what you're saying.
Exactly, exactly. I know it all too well. And so all the time I get so frustrated with conservatives who maybe don't see like what's really going on, and I think just some people can be extremely naive and trusting, and that's a great character trait. And at the same time, I think it costs us sometimes because we tend to trust where we shouldn't. And I just learned better than to trust in a lot of cases with politicians. So yeah, 14 years I spent by his side. I raised my 5 children in his Senate office right there in Jefferson City while I was finishing my master's degrees and my PhD, and then later who knew, I got into the media side and the political stuff. So yeah. That's how that happened.
Well, in this last year, because people may not know if they're just tuning in for the first time, you and your other politichicks, very aptly named, released your first book. Give that a great big plug here at the top of the show.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's right behind my shoulder here. It's our book cover. It's called What Women Really Want. And I should correct, our best-selling book cover, because that was quite an exciting accomplishment for us. And we just kind of traveled around the country doing speaking gigs and all the same stuff you do, Kevin. And we were talking to women, and women were coming up to us, you know, after the speeches and whatever, and saying, why do they say that all women care about is birth control and abortion? Because I'm a woman, and I care about a lot more than that, and this is what I care about. And they were so adamant, Kevin, and they wanted their message carried to the media. And we felt like it was incumbent upon us, a God call, exactly that.
Well, and I think that it's important that ladies like you do that, because the media narrative on some of this stuff is extremely lopsided. And when you look at the competing messages, you guys are talking about substance, you're talking about family formation, you're talking about taxation, you're talking about national defense concerns, you're talking about all kinds of other things. The other side does reduce the argument down to basically, should we be paying for Sandra Flux birth control or not?
That's it.
And at the end of the day, I would think women looking at that side of the debate go, I'm not nearly that shallow or stupid. There's got to be something better out here than just that.
Yeah, and you know, because you're obviously married to a very intelligent woman and have been around intelligent women your whole life, that there are a lot more to the women that you hang out with than free birth control and access to abortion.
Yeah.
When we talked to women who are like your wife and like the other women that you and I tend to associate ourselves with, they said, we're actually really concerned about the safety of our family. We're actually really concerned about things like national security, economic security, constitutional security. Those are the things that women are really concerned about. And it didn't have anything at all to do with free birth control or abortion. And I want to ask the women out there, the old feminists, as I like to call them, how far has that gotten them in this whole war on terror? How much is their free birth control going to do for them, Sandra Fluke? And where exactly is abortion putting them in the argument and in the fight against terror? Absolutely nowhere. It's really hard for us to even speak out as a country against life loss when we are committing atrocities every day in this country.
That's the voice of Dr. Gina. That's what she goes by, Dr. Gina Loudon, whose website is Dr. Gina Loudon, all spelled out, drginaloudon.com, and you can find out everything that you want to there. You can like her on Facebook. You can do a number of things. But, Dr. Gina, you do radio. In fact, we've been on each other's shows, and it's fun. And so Steven's out, and I said, well, let's have some fun. You're on the other side of the country. I'm in New York. There's a lot to talk about. So thanks for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it.
It's cool to be like bi-coastal like this. This is very cool. I'm happy to be here.
That's right. Well, speaking of feminism, let's start with the biggest news story of the day. And that is, there is a female terrorist still on the loose somewhere in France running around. Or she may have slipped into Syria now, for all we know. That's some of the latest reports. But, Gina, as you've already described yourself, a concerned mom, a taxpaying citizen, you're watching your government respond to the terror events of last week. Your thoughts on everything as it rolled out and continued to play out throughout the week last week?
I don't know, Kevin. Were you as surprised as I was that there's this sort of, at least on TV, petite-looking, pretty woman behind this terror? Was that, did that surprise you at all? Because that really surprised me.
Yeah, I guess I've seen too many episodes of Homeland. But yeah, it has not been a face that we've seen. But there have been people. If you pay attention to the signs, there have been people that have said Al Qaeda is changing their methodologies. ISIS is changing their methodologies. There's going to be different ways that they come at the West than they have in the past. And I think that this is one of those examples.
I think one of the most interesting things to watch in all of this is the psychology behind the terror. That's something that I've studied a lot because I want to understand what's going on with these people. And I find it really fascinating that two of the guys that were killed that committed this horror were really kind of wayward, lost people who were in trouble with the law, were orphaned at a young age. She was actually orphaned pretty well, as I understand it, at a young age. And this is where they're going Now I understand that the terrorist organizations, I frankly don't think it's important to say which terrorist organization. To me, it's one big broad brush, and I want to get over the specificity of it. I think that's where we've gone wrong, is saying, which group is it? Wait, who's responsible for this? All that does is embolden the group to give them more of a, in psychology we call it, you know, a cohesion. You know, they all want to kind of get their brains together and think like that group think that becomes really solid and that actually contributes to the terrorist mindset. And so I find it really fascinating that they are recruiting from that group of people. These are mostly lost souls. So, you know, if you go back to things like prison ministries, for example, that you know, these people that pour their heart and soul into going into our prisons and being there for people and making sure they don't get caught up in what is essentially an occult situation, then you appreciate their work a lot more, I think, certainly. And certainly the work that your partner is doing this week is part of that.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that as we go along. Yeah. Okay, she's Dr. Gina. She's in Southern California. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're in the Extreme Media Studios in New York, and we're glad you're with us. Coming up, a lot to talk about. We're going to take your calls as well. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-927-4722. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Superbeta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-927-4722. That's 1-800-927-4722. Call 1-800-927-4722.
Live from New York, Baldwin McCullough live every Saturday night. It's the combined efforts of actor Stephen Baldwin and radio talk guy Kevin McCullough. We're glad to have you with us. And tonight, Stephen's on assignment. He's in the nation of Jordan at the behest, actually, of the Jordan, the King of Jordan. He has come to see what the refugee work looks like there as people are streaming out of Iraq and Syria. And earlier today, he went to one refugee camp, mostly made up of Muslims. It's just an incredible thing. He'll tell us more about it when he gets back, certainly. But in his stead, Dr. Gina Loudon is joining us from Southern California. We're glad to have her. And again, if you'd like to reach Dr. Gina, her website is drginaloudon.com. All one word, drginaloudon.com, and you can do that. Now, Gina, let me ask you a couple of things about you said the psychology works in their favor when we identify the different groups. On the front page of Fox News right now, there is this there's this argument that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are evidently having because one of them is getting more credit for what happened this week than the other one, and they're kind of moaning to each other about it in the press. That's not a bad thing, is it?
You know, in a way it's not, but in another way, if you just think about what makes groups happen, what makes groups work, and this is actually what I studied, it's really boring, it's called human and organizational development, it's actually my field of study, and what happens when people start to identify with a group is that they have to feel like everyone else is against them, like they're a small minority. It's a very important part of it to really identify well. As you know, if you're part of a big church or a big political organization, you start to kind of factor off. It's those factions that then become the group rather than the larger group.
Right.
So when we do distinguish between ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any of the rest of them, we are essentially giving that group that sort of isolated feeling psychologically that calls them to that group dynamic that can then become very extreme. They can feel like the whole world is against them, they only have each other, and it takes on almost a life of itself. And so if you look back at, you know, studies where they look at people and how they identify with groups, that's essential. So if you take that away from them and you start just saying Muslims, period, guess what happens? They all start fighting with each other.
Let me ask you about the inverse of that as well, because this has been something that's irked the hooey out of me for the longest time, and that is there's a blatant unwillingness by this administration. It was a rule that went into effect about 2 weeks after he took the oath of office, but there is no identification of Islamic radicalism, the Muslim faith. There's nothing attached, even with these harsh, brutal attacks that we see on our television screen this last week. There's no association with that brutality and the idea of Islam. And what does that say about the psychology of those that are not wanting us to label it what it should be?
It's exactly as you put it. This is something that the left has repeatedly said, and I don't know why. I really, for the life of me, can't understand why the left is so adamant that we just can't call this what it is. I think any time we use any word in conjunction with the word Islamic or the word Muslim, we are giving them that fuel that feeds their fire, that occult identity that becomes then so dangerous. And so, but it's interesting. If you read the literature that's out there from the psychological field, they'll tell you exactly what I just told you, but then they'll say, but we need to be careful not to paint with a broad brush. No, we need to be careful to paint with a broad brush until such time, Kevin, that those who want to consider themselves distinct and different from those who are committing terrorist acts make that abundantly clear. Right now, I'm not seeing riots in the streets from those who don't want to be identified with this terror.
I would love to get our listeners' take on that. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Dr. Gina, a licensed, pedigreed psychologist, is telling us that dividing these groups up and identifying them by their own labels is in some way lending greater credence to their cause, and using the term as a broad brush of Islam or Muslim is a much better way to go until we do see the moderates or those that disagree stand up and riot against it. And Dr. Gina, going back to 9/11, we've not seen, I can count on one hand the number of prominent Muslims that I know that have stood up and spoken out. Zudi Jasser, Waleed Fares, a handful of others, but that's about the extent of the list. There is no great middle ground of people standing up and saying, these guys don't represent us. What does that say about the larger cause?
Well, I think that it says that the larger cause has been called down on those things. I agree, and I'm sure that there are Muslims out there who think that what is happening is horrible, and they wish this wasn't part of their religion. And that's all fine and good, but like I said, until they're taking torches to the street to proclaim this, why are we, the people who are being victimized by this, the people who are afraid to leave our homes, the people who are afraid for children in school, why are we the ones who are out there trying to parse this for them and protect them from labels? Let me assure you of something. If it was a Christian group, and you'll remember when the Westboro Baptist group, you know, did their antics, and I'm sure they still do, but those of us who are Christians were out there very loudly saying, that is not us. And I want to clarify one thing. I consider myself not to be an ist of anything, because I don't subscribe to my field and the way that they want to trivialize and liberalize an issue that should not fall down along political lines. But as you know, academia does. I consider myself just a student of human behavior who happens to have a couple of graduate degrees. And I can tell you that because we should continue studying human behavior, because most of the people who they consider experts are complete idiots. I just have to say that. You look back at the studies that have been done along this, and you read it, and you sit there with your jaw on the desk, Kevin, because the people who should be speaking to the mental health of this nation are doing a great injustice when they're lying to follow politically correct line.
Well, 888-340-3373 is the number to join us for that conversation. Is it wrong? Is it inappropriate to use a broad brush to say Islam or Muslim as identifying those that have participated in this up until the time that they themselves reject it, rebuke it? Gina, certainly that was as you pointed out, that was the methodology used when a church that no Christian I know of would associate, Westboro Baptist, with Christianity, when they simply say that that's what they are, it's the media is eager to wipe Christianity with that clean cloth. It is odd. It is very intriguing. It is very weird. It is perplexing that the media is not consistent with that same type of mindset as it relates to Islamic radicals that have gone and that have done the worst, most conceivable things in the name of serving Allah and saying that He is great. In fact, in the process. Dr. Gina Loudon is with us. She's sitting in for Stephen Baldwin tonight. Kevin McCullough is still here as always, though. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're coming to you live from New York. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. Speaking of being a student of human behavior, Dr. Gina, what's up with dissing my ability to possibly cook on Facebook today? I got to ask you this very personal question when we come back, because I think you did something to me that no woman would stand to have done to her. I'm gonna call you out, sister, when we come back. It's all on Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us, having fun on a Saturday night.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Stephen Baldwin tonight. And the phone number is 834-3373. And I'm in trouble. And I'm already in trouble. In trouble with my co-host here, Kevin. I have to tell you, and this is a really dangerous place for you to pick on me because food is, let's just say sacred to me. I'm very all about
it. No, it can't be any more sacred than it is in the McCullough house. So,
okay.
Yeah,
let's
put the gloves on, girl. Let's go. Dropping the sticks right now. 2 minutes in the penalty box. No, today, I posted on social media this lovely little winter brunch that we enjoyed in the McCullough house, and it was a wild mushroom cream soup. And I put all the ingredients very articulately, very artistically, described, you know, mushroom varietals. How often do you use the word varietal? Not very often. Not men of my stature, anyway. And I listed the other ingredients, heavy cream, shallots, white wine, some other stuff, all of it in there. And everybody else on the feed goes, oh, this looks so good. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, can I get the recipe? Blah, blah, blah. Dr. Jeannie goes, oh, you must have someone really nice taking care of you. As if to say that one KMC couldn't actually find his way to the refrigerator. Notice I don't even know how to pronounce that word. Pull out the mushroom varietals, combine them with the heavy cream, make my own mushroom stock, and put this whole soup together. Like it was just such a condescending, you know, chauvinist play. To go, oh, well, you must have the little woman at home, taking care of you in that way.
Yeah, I'm a sexist. What of it?
Well,
I mean, I am. I'm confessed. I tell people I am. I don't know what you're going to do. If you are an alcoholic, you just say you're an alcoholic. You get off the hook. Nobody sticks drinks in your face.
But you just assumed that I couldn't make the soup?
Yes, I did. I really did. I just
wow.
not
look at. You're going to have to read my social media feed a lot more often because I cook all the time.
I kind of thought that it was just a very feminine fix of a meal. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I thought it looked like something that only a chick would make.
Okay, well, you were right. But I'm just saying that just,
I was
to make
right?
the, just to make the assumption was just that was hurtful.
You're giving me all this grief, and I was right. Oh, my goodness.
Your assumption was right, yes.
Okay, so she did make it.
She did.
Then how did you know all the ingredients?
Because I said we take food very seriously. I actually do about half the cooking in our household.
I want to ask her that.
I'm a kitchen wonder kid. No, I was cooking on my own for years before I met her. So this was one of the things that brought us together. We love to spend all day Saturday in the kitchen making things.
Oh, that's fun.
So yeah, but I was injured. I was psychologically damaged because
I called your bluff, Kevin.
You did.
I called your bluff. Yeah, I'm a mom
totally
with
right,
a psychology
too.
Background. I do that.
Anyway, it was really delicious.
But can I tell you that you needed one more ingredient in that? Definitely, you needed one more ingredient.
Which was?
Bacon.
See, I think she was going for the vegetarian thing. I don't know. Like, it would have been fantastic.
But
it was fantastic.
You add bacon and it just immediately says,
well, what doesn't get better with bacon?
I'm anti-terrorist. I mean, bacon just says, I'm anti-terrorist. It's like wearing a little ball cap that says, I'm anti-terrorist. Okay. You don't even have to do that.
So, really, the only reason you worked bacon into the conversation was to get us back on topic.
Just trying.
Okay, very good. 888-340-3373 is the phone number, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. That is not Stephen Baldwin. Stephen only wished he looked that good. Actually, Stephen looks okay. But he's in Jordan tonight. He's helping refugees that are coming out of Syria and Iraq. And we're glad to have Dr. Gina Loudon sitting in for him. And Dr. Gina, we have our first caller of the night. Ralph is calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph, welcome.
Yes, good evening to Dr. Gina, and good evening to you, Kevin. Now, you know, let me say this. Not all of Islam commits acts of terrorism, okay? But acts of terrorism is carried out in the name of Islam. What I find very troublesome and very disturbing is the pattern that keeps repeating itself again and again and again with this man, Obama. Okay? This is Obama in Wonderland. Okay? You know, community organizing his way into dealing with serious matters such as terrorism. He needs to define himself once and for all to people, whether he is part of the solution or part of the problem. The man is always caught up in the paralysis of analysis. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Ralph. Thank you. And I'm so shocked that Ralph, on this broadcast, would link terrorism to Obama in that way. I'm just shocked that Ralph would put those pieces together. Coming back with Dr. Gina, it's KMC. So glad you're with us. Paul McCullough, live from New York.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, you're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-927-4722. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-927-4722. That's 1-800-927-4722. Call 1-800-927-4722.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com. FleetKevin.com. All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And Dr. Gina Loudon sitting in for Stephen Baldwin, who is away on assignment tonight. And honest to goodness, this woman is worse than Baldwin in the breaks. She's like, oh, there's another one who agreed with me, so I'm ahead 2-0. Mm-hmm. Is that how Stephen treated you when you were here? I expected him to be, like, very, you know, considerate of you being a lady and everything.
You know what? He was nice, but he was competitive. That guy doesn't stop. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because he thinks you're cute and he's a little bit intimidated by you. That's what it is. He does the same thing to me all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he does it with you all the time. I think it's just kind of his M.O. We had a great time. Just think I'm having a great time with you tonight.
Good. Well, that's good. Hey, I just ran across a story. I wanted to just throw the gist of it in here. This is from the Associated Press. After gunmen killed 12 in Paris this week, Saudi Arabia's top body of Muslim clerics quickly condemned the attack and said it would have no acceptable justification. It was a signal from some of the Islamic world's strictest voices that cartoons lampooning the Prophet Muhammad in the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo were not a reason to kill the artist. Oddly enough, only days later, Saudi Arabia sent an opposing message. On Friday, a young Saudi was whipped 50 times in a public square in the city of Jeddah, the first of what will be 20 such weekly rounds with lashes. That, along with 10 years in prison, is the sentence from the kingdom's religious-based courts for insulting Islam based on posts about the blog criticizing prominent clerics close to the monarchy. So you do, Gina, what you're saying is absolutely coming true right in front of our eyes. You've got some of the clerics saying, well, we've got to condemn what happened in Paris. But then they turn right around and they start beating the holy snot out of somebody that commits essentially the same, quote, crime in their backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the same time, words are really powerful, and that's why I don't ever like to let the other side, especially the politically correct lot, define us. At the same time, as they can be very powerful, they're also very cheap. It's easy to give verbal praise to someone that you don't really want to praise. And to me, you know, I always say that in my mind, you know, the proof is in the pudding. And if these clerics were taken to the streets and protesting the terror, and if we were seeing the streets of Paris filled with Muslims saying, this is not us. I mean, Kevin, can you imagine for a moment if there was a group of Christians doing something like this? Would you not be in the street condemning it?
Well, let me bring a one-to-one clarification on this, because the week or the 2 weeks prior to the Charlie Hebdo release of Muslim cartoons that offended, they ran a cartoon in which Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, in my opinion, was portrayed as having homosexual sex with God the Father. And as best as I know, I didn't see any news reports where, you know, busloads of Christians got out with M16s or AK-47s and trying to gun people down and then shooting police in the street and all the rest of it. There's a completely disingenuous idea here that these faiths are equal. There's nothing equitable about them. And so as you have made this kind of, you've kind of thrown down this gauntlet tonight, I really do want to know what people think about this, by the way. 888-340-3373. Dr. Gina said, no, you don't call them Islamic radicals. You don't call them ISIS. You don't call them Al-Qaeda. You don't call them anything. You call them Muslim until they rise up and denounce it. That's what we should do. And I want to know, do you think, because even amongst the staff in the studio, there was already some, you know, like fisticuffs about to break out. If you're listening tonight and you're watching us on Biz Television, or you're listening on one of the 300 radio stations across the country, from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, what do you believe the media, our government specifically, and even you and I in conversation should be referring to those that commit such atrocities? How should we be referring to them? I think Dr. Gina's idea is intriguing because it demands a response. Otherwise, what goes unsaid will be established as true, and there's a lot of us that believe that it is already anyway. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But Dr. Gina, back to your point, Christians have been treated the same, even by the same publication.
Mm-hmm.
And if there had been someone that had committed this atrocity in the name of Jesus, yes, Christians across the globe would have spoken out about it, and not just guys in the street. You would have had leaders, Franklin Graham, others, saying there's nothing that identifies Christianity in these actions.
No, and that's why you have to get back to the original text. You know, you hold the Quran up next to the Bible, and there is a distinct difference in the orders of our God and how we should treat people and their God and how they should treat people. It's not the same God. So to those out there, again, in the politically correct lot who want to say this is the same God, I would submit to them, no, this is a political system, a cultural imposition that lends itself to a very, very dark personality type. And this is what people need to understand. There's a personality type called the dark tetrad. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, Kevin.
And I haven't.
It tends to be when you have the mass murderer and you test them psychologically, you'll come up with this dark tetrad of personalities. Now, I want to caution that some people test, myself included, here you go, on the dark tetrad, but they never commit a crime. And those people tend to use the sort of strength of personality, whatever, for other things. They just are good at, I guess, using it in other ways. But the three things are Machiavellianism, we all know what that is, narcissism, and
right.
Psychopathy.
Okay.
Now, which is, of course, just a lack of the ability to empathize. We have a lot of people out there who fit in somewhere in this dark tetrad, right? And I test people all the time for it, and I'm shocked how many really nice people will come up in this. But this is the deal. When you test someone who is a mass murderer, who is a mass rapist, they test this way almost every single time. And so I actually have the test up on my website. People can go there and check it out.
Dr. Gina Loudon, DrGinaLoudon. Go and take the test. I think it would be worth it. Okay, 1 minute till break, Gina. Here's what I want to do. People are calling. Ronaldo, hold on. We're going to get to you, those of you that are calling now. We want to talk about this. I find this fascinating. I think it is refreshing, actually. I think it gives us a little bit of a strategy in terms of how to proceed from this point forward. And the nice thing about it is we don't have to wait on the White House to give us permission to use the terminology, nor the media. We can just do it. We can just start having this conversation with other people. 888-340-3373. But should we paint terrorism with the broad brush of direct linkage with just simple Islam? Simple, the simple word Muslim, as Dr. Gina has suggested. She's in for Stephen Baldwin tonight. Kevin McCullough, always here. Glad to have you with us as well. And we're taking your calls. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're just getting started. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for...
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. If you're watching on Biz Television, it's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. And it is a very clear night in New York, but it is very cold. And wherever you are in the country, we hope that it is a safe, warm place for you tonight. If you're in Dr. Gina's neck of the woods, you're probably out on the beach today enjoying some sunshine. So, you know, I'm jealous of that part of it. But wherever you're joining us from, thanks for being here. And real quickly, I just want to say thank you to MyPillow for being an underwriting sponsor for Baldwin McCullough. I've told you since April of last year, I've been using the MyPillow. REM cycle sleep every night. I've used it beginning with night one, except for four nights over the course of the last year, and it was only because I didn't have it with me when I was on the road. Otherwise, REM cycle sleep every night. Their pillow, their bed topper is better than a new mattress. It actually gets you into delta sleep. If you don't know what these things do, go do a little bit of research and see how healthy it is for you to have that REM cycle sleep on a regular basis and the delta sleep. And then here's my suggestion. Try it for yourself. They're going to give you 60 days to use it. You can return it for any reason, full money back, no reason at all. You just send it back. They're going to send you your money back. If you decide to keep it, they're going to warranty it for 10 years. It goes flat. They're going to send you a brand new one. It won't go flat. They've sold 5 million of these. They have changed people's lives, and they changed the amount and the quality of sleep that I got in 2014. Here's the phone number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. But if you use my promo code, KMC, KMC, Kevin, Mary, Charlie, KMC, if you use that promo code, either on the website, MyPillow.com, or when you call, they're going to give you 50% off everything in your shopping cart. Friends, there is no downside to this unless you just don't want better sleep. My wife, the most cynical person on the planet. I've been asked to endorse everything that you can possibly imagine. She has the right to be cynical. She's using the MyPillow. She is in the eighth month of our pregnancy, in which our daughter's coming here in a few weeks. She's never had as good a sleep as what she's gotten during a pregnancy as she has this time around. MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-506-2641. And thanks to MyPillow for being such a valuable partner to Baldwin McCullough. All right, in for Baldwin is Dr. Gina Loudon, and we're talking about terrorism. And, Gina, if you want to, let's just take a couple of calls.
Let's do it. That sounds good. Go ahead.
Line one, Ronaldo, calling from Queens. You're up next.
Yes, good evening. Thank you so very much, you guys, for setting the gap again. One of the things that I'd like to bring to the table is that it seems like the leaders of the world are always making a disclosure, a disclaimer, that these are just radicals, that these are just fanaticals, these are just, you know, special or different kind of people. You know, as if they are playing PR, you know, public relations for them. Here they are, they can go and kill, you know, innocent people everywhere in the world, and, you know, we cannot even, you know, label them as, you know, of that religion, because it seems to me that everyone that that has done this horrible, you know, terrible things, everywhere in the world is associated with that religion, you know, Islam.
Yeah. Well, Ronaldo, thank you. That's a great call. Dr. Gina, that's exactly what you've been saying all night.
Yeah, and it also is important what he said, what Ronaldo said.
Okay, hold that thought and tell us why as soon as we start next hour. Sorry about that. The computer's going to cut us off. It is Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at Critical Health News.
Pornographic.